Time for your Hollywood hookup.
All this week, everybody's been talking about who bit Beyonce, and this whole thing started because Tiffany Haddish, the comedian, shared a story about a drugged-up actress allegedly biting Beyonce in the face.
Yeah, everybody's been talking about this. We played the clip from, who was that earlier this week?
Chrissy Teigen.
She found out who bit Beyonce, but she can't say who it is.
Right. Well, Tiffany Haddish says she can't say who it is either because she signed a non-disclosure agreement for that party that she attended with Beyonce. But she also thinks that we should be focusing on other things going on in the world. Listen to this Instagram Live she put up earlier this week.
I'm going to tell you who bit Beyonce. It was Stormy Daniels. That's who was. Pay attention to what's really going on. That's not real news. Who bit Beyonce is not real news. NDAs are real. So I'm not saying about nothing.
Okay, for those that don't know, she said NDAs are real. That's a non-disclosure agreement.
Yeah.
I'm thinking by just saying somebody bit Beyonce in the face, you already violated that. So maybe this is her trying to backpedal?
It could be, because Beyonce is probably like, girl, what are you doing?
Why would you even say that?
Right. Secondly, don't tell us we need to focus on other things. You're the one who told us the story.
You done started this.
Right. You started it. You're the one who got the hashtag going.
And by the way, it's not like it's a headline on the Washington Post or
leading CNN.
It's like us and The View. Yeah. Calm down.
Exactly.
Calm down.
Yeah. Something going on today as well as Meryl Streep could be replacing Carrie Fisher as Princess Leia in Star Wars 9.
Uh-oh.
This is a rumor that you said's got the Star Wars fans hype.
Star Wars fans are not happy about. I can kind of see it. I mean, it's very tough. This isn't just a role. I mean,
right?
Carrie Fisher has been Princess Leia to a large segment of their fans for 40 years.
And I guess in these new movies, they've got really big parts for Princess Leia. So they need, obviously, somebody to fill those shoes. But, like, Meryl Streep, I feel like, has alienated herself a little bit because of how much she gets into politics.
Well, she's got some Me Too baggage, too, now. Because there's a lot of actresses saying, like, you didn't care about this because it wasn't happening to you, although it was happening all around you.
Right.
There's a lot going on. But I can believe the next movie was going to feature Leia heavily because basically they're using each one of these new movies to kill off one of the legacy characters.
Really?
It's on DVD. It's a spoiler. You know, I can't help you if you didn't see the last one.
No, I really don't know.
Yeah, but no, yeah, they killed Han Solo.
My feelings.
Then they killed Luke, and I'm sure they were going to kill Leia next.
Okay, gotcha.
But they don't know what to do now.
Right. Well, Meryl Streep could be filling in. Who knows? The Weeknd began teasing his new album, Instagram Wednesday. He put up this post, and it was a text message that said, "Should we drop Friday? I'm indifferent, to be honest." So that was kind of the heads up that we knew it was coming. And last night at midnight, his new album, My Dear Melancholy, was released.
Yes, it's called My Dear Melancholy. And one of the first things Rachel said, it's a little dark. It's called My Dear Melancholy. What did you expect?
Ken's like, really? The Weeknd? Dark? Weird, Rach.
So weird.
There's a song on it, though. I listened to it this morning a little bit while I was getting ready, and it's called Call Out My Name. And I was like, whoa, what the heck's going on? That sounds like it's about Selena Gomez. Well, quick Google search told me everybody thinks that.
Right. Detective Rach not ahead of the game that time.
No. It said, we found each other. I helped you out of a broken place. You gave me comfort. But falling for you was a mistake. He didn't say it like
that.
No, but it seems like that.
Right.
When I read the lyrics out loud. Sounds like it's about Selena.
And Bieber. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So Bieber's the dark place in the scenario, just so you know.
You've got the new album linked up on your blog, I assume?
Not yet, but I will today.
105.3hotfm.com.
To get that, hopefully, sometime soon.
Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Happy Easter with it. I don't know.
That's your Hollywood hookup on Hot FM.